All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. So, we have a special announcement about Lust Academy. Although it hasn't hit the GOG version yet, it is on the Steam version. But people were very upset about how this game ended. So the devs did something really fucking awesome. And I want to make sure that all devs listen. Because some of you guys are devs and you're listening in on me. So what they did is they decided to add 15 more scenes and 200 more renders. A lot more stuff to the game to give players an actual sense of closure. People said that the game wrapped up too quickly. The loose ends weren't tied, and they said, you know what? Fuck it. We'll fix it. We'll actually make things work. So that's what they did. They added, and free of charge. They didn't put it behind DLC or anything like that. They actually got in there and added more to the game. So now, I don't know if the amended Lust Academy is going to be better, or I don't know how much better it's going to be. But I've assumed with 200 new renders and 15 more scenes added to the game, that's full scenes, there's going to be a lot more closure. So people will actually feel like all the time that they've spent in this world has been worth it. Remember, this is a 4-season game. So they wanted to make sure that when you move from Lust Academy to their next game, it's going to feel right, you know? And I really commend them on doing that. More devs need to do that. You gotta realize how much people pay for these games, and you have to realize how much time people spend in these games. I'm not just talking about the visual novel mode, I'm talking about the sandbox mode, I'm talking about going for all the different routes. So yeah, you have to think about that, and they did. They said, okay, we fucked up, we're gonna fix it. Which is what every developer should be doing when they start getting negative criticism. Looks like we're going to Dale. I am really glad to see you all here today. That being settled, it's time for you to enjoy your weekend. As always, the boat to Dale awaits students who wish to spend their weekend there. Have fun, relax, and get ready to study next week. And one last thing. Let me remind you again. You, as the Academy students, are the faces of our educational institution. We rely on your judgment and self-control. Ah, the long-awaited trip to Dale. Here we are in Dale again, guys. That beautiful town offers so many options for exciting weekends. What should I do first? Should I get a cup of coffee at Aki's? Maybe. Guys, let's hurry up, please. Now there are only 3 minutes left until our ferry departs. Unless you change your mind about going to Dale. I should probably make time for visiting Ashley. I haven't heard from her all week. Yeah, Sam will be glad to know that her sister's okay. I'm a little bit worried that I've asked for Adder's Fang's help right before leaving. What if they want to meet me while I'm in Dale? I hope it won't be a problem. I can always call Arthur and ask for help. Until then, I should just forget about it and chill. After all, this is my weekend. In a few hours. I'm finally here. Just a few steps and nothing separates me from my chill weekend. That's strange. Who would be calling me on a Saturday? Let's see. Unknown number. Hello? If you tease an adder, you might get bitten. Who's this? Don't play the fool, you dared to contact us. And now you're frozen and trembling with fear. What makes you think that? Are you from the Fangs? If you can't work it out, we have nothing to discuss. Goodbye. No, wait! I was just double checking. I really need to get the seal. It's critical for Katrina's safety. Do you really believe that? I do. I've seen for myself. You're either a good liar or delusional. Katrina's been dead for centuries. Her soul is alive, but it won't be for long if you don't help me save her. We'll contact you tonight. We'll meet right where you are now. Call ended. Wait! Fuck, they hung up on me. At least I'll have another chance to talk to them. Hopefully I'll get out of this meeting with my skin. And with Katrina's seal. What a day, and it's only just started. I really want to unwind a bit. Spend some time in good company. I might just catch Ashley at the hotel if I hurry up. Hello, Mina. Hey, welcome to the Daily Lee Apartments. Oh, Grim, it's you. Nice to see you, really. Is there something I can help you with? Yeah, I'm here to see Ashley. For some reason, that's the first thing I thought of. Although it's not really my business. I just can't help but say how sweet it is that you care so much about each other. And Ashley keeps asking me about you, hee-hee. I have very little to say to her anyway. I barely know anything about you. Wow, how sweet. Huh, Ashley asked Mina about me. Who would have thought? Is she in a room at the moment? Yeah, Miss Rose hasn't come downstairs yet today. Third floor, room number 305. Yes, exactly. Thank you, Mina. Oh, hee-hee, it's just my job. Yes, but that means more to me than you possibly realize. You're the best! Here I am again. I wonder how Ash is doing, as strange as it sounds. I'm catching myself thinking that I've really missed this girl. Does she feel the same about me? The question of the century, but I'll try to find out. Grim, hello! Good morning, Ash. I just thought I'd see how you were, if you're not busy. Is it just me, or does she really look kind of confused? Or even scared? I don't really know. Hey, is something wrong? Not really. It's fine. I'm fine. It's just that I just woke up. And I'm still in the state of utter exhaustion. You didn't sleep well, did you? Plus, considering that you work at nights. Actually, that's not the case. The thing is, there's something weird going on with me. I have something to tell you. I've been looking for the right moment, but... Right moment? I've told you a million times that if you want to talk to me, you can call me anytime, day or night. Oh, come here. I wonder what she wants to talk to me about. I hope it's something about her relationship with Sam. Maybe she had some new thoughts about it. And hopefully she's starting to think about reconciliation. And of course she needs someone to talk to. As I've already said, there's something going on with me. Her tits are so juicy. So what, should I pretend like I'm completely blind and can't see anything? Something I can't explain on my own. These visions, they haunt me. Oh, I think I'm being haunted by this vision too. At first it was just dreams, but now... I totally agree, Ash. They're so big, it's like a dream. It's not funny anymore. Honestly, I don't understand anything yet. What are you talking about? Oh, sorry. It's just too difficult for me to think straight right now. Please, come in. I mean, it's a little embarrassing. A little bit embarrassing. I can't say I'm ready to play hostess now, but anyway. The thing is, ever since I moved to Dale, I've been having really weird dreams. They're weird because they're prophetic. I understand how strange this might sound. And I feel very uncomfortable saying it. Prophetic? What? Like, it's so difficult for me to talk to her right now. With this view, my thoughts are focusing on exactly one thing. Two, actually. Lots of examples. Yes, at least two impressive examples. The day before my employment, I dreamed that I was hired for this job. And so it happened. Fuck, is it just me, or did they get even bigger? At first, I figured it was just me trusting my gut feelings, you know. But, fuck, then I saw the pen with which Adele signed my employment contract. It was exactly like the one I saw in the dream. It's just impossible to focus on her words right now. That's when I thought it was weird. But that was just the beginning. Well, at first it was only dreams, but then these visions came along. It's a weird feeling where I can't close my eyes. Where I close my eyes, rather. And an exhaustion just overcomes me on the spot, and I begin to have visions. The worst part is, when these visions come, I always feel like I'm losing consciousness. It was awkward when I started during the dance and I got dizzy. You should have seen how scared Adele was. She thought it was a heart attack. And what did you dream about last night? I dreamt that Dawn was being discharged from the hospital. He didn't look quite himself, He became so emaciated, I didn't even recognize him at first. I'll have to ask Samantha if Don's actually been discharged from the hospital. I need to find out how he's doing. I don't understand what's happening to me, Grim. During sleep, the body needs to rejuvenate. But it's such a shame to waste all this energy on those uncontrolled, crazy dreams. Even today, I slept more than 8 hours. But it feels like I didn't sleep at all. I'm so tired. I feel like I'm crazy. Listen, Ash, you don't live in the ordinary world anymore, where these things are considered insane. It's more than normal in a world where dwarves and elves walk the streets. Tell me, did you have those dreams before you moved to Dale? Let's just say maybe once a year or something. I once dreamed about a test answer sheet the night before that super important test. Wow, so it can be really helpful, right? In that case, yes, but when it happens every day, it's exhausting. At first, I even liked it. It amused me, really. But now I'm scared, Grim. Wow, she's put her leg on my leg. And why does that make my skin crawl? Come on, come on, it's gonna be okay. You know what I'm thinking? I remember the Devourer talking about some kind of magical energy he felt in you. What if, in a world of magic, you're just starting to discover and develop your powers? And maybe, since you don't know how to control and manage them, they're manifesting in this way. I don't really know, but I have no other explanation. If you can't understand it, I imagine how I must be feeling. Damn, I'm such a fool. I promised Arthur that I would talk to Ashley about the basics of magic. I promised to help her handle her magical energy, and I completely forgot about it. I thought Ashley needed time to adjust to the new environment, but I can't delay this anymore. Look, Ashley, everything that's happening to you is totally normal. I certainly didn't expect your abilities to manifest like that. For example, I haven't had any dreams or visions, nothing like that. Anyway, you need to learn how to control your power, because all these dreams and random visions, they're hurting you. I'll help you if you want it, and I really hope you want it. I'll give you a few magic lessons. I'll show you some basic spells and teach you basic meditation exercises. What? Real lessons? Real magic? Of course. I can't promise anything, but we can try. That would be just great. Thank you. Thank you. But when and where? Let's meet at the cafe in the afternoon and discuss everything. Looks like we have a deal. Come on, come here. I'm sure that you need a cuddle. We're gonna figure this out, okay? I understand that such abilities can be frightening at first. But just think about how cool it is, just like in the movies, hee-hee. I don't know. I really need to think about it. I just want to get some alone time. I think I'll go to the cafe and take a little walk outside. I think I'm being gently hinted at that I have to go. Don't worry, Ashley, I totally understand you. Anyway, thanks a lot for coming. I'm really grateful that you care about me. Come on, it's okay, we're not strangers after all. You're family to me. It was really good of you to tell me everything, Ashley. And I'll try to figure out what's going on with you. Remember that you aren't alone. Bye, Mina. Have a nice day, Grim. Oh, it's a pity that Ashley doesn't have any milk. I don't drink coffee that often, but now I feel like it. Maybe I should head over to the nearby coffee shop. Sounds like a good time. I'll get to know Aki better. He seems like a great guy, even though we haven't had the chance to get to know each other yet. Hey, Aki. Nice to see you, Grim. How are you? You know, things just seem weird lately. How so? I think there's a whimsical spirit that resides in my shop. A whimsical spirit? I'd like to hear about that. Just now, right before you came into the shop, a pound of coffee bean bags fell off by itself. And this isn't the first time. Oh, come on, maybe it's just poor weight distribution or something. Yeah, but that's not the end of it. Besides, a similar occurrence happened with an ice bucket. It keeps falling without any reason. The bucket isn't very big. It's still an impressive feat for an unperceivable spirit to pull off. What do you mean with an impressive feat? It's not like that, is it? It's hard to fathom an ice bucket of this size. Yeah, not like that, but... Look, the ice melts and condensation might make the bucket slide a bit, and... That's what I thought at first. There's more. On rare occasions our milk pitchers fall. I don't think anyone has an explanation for these weird occurrences. Do you feel the presence of otherworldly powers here? Well, rather a no than a yes. I would have noticed it if any negative energy. as well, anything paranormal was present. However, I'm still concerned about the recurrence of falling objects. Things don't just fall off shelves on their own, do they? Or perhaps I'm just clumsy. Or maybe I'm just overworked. Truth be told, I haven't had much sleep lately. I recently acquired a box of rare ingredients from Iceland, and I've been trying out different proportions and combinations in order to find a new recipe for a few nights now. Wow, and how's that going? Any luck yet? I've been eagerly awaiting my parcel for months, and my expectations have been completely satisfied. There's a plethora of interesting and unusual stuff in there. Mulberry jelly, phoenix feathers, pickled sea lavender flowers. And prepare yourself, soon I'll have some new concoctions for you to try. I'm all for it, buddy. But if I were you, I'd get a good night's sleep. You work here every single day, plus you stay up all night making new coffee recipes. Sounds like an impossible mission. I don't know how you do it, Aki. Have you ever thought about getting an assistant? I've considered it. I don't have anyone right now, unfortunately. Do you have someone in mind? Not really. Of course, I'd be happy with extra help that is full of youthful vigor and humor. I'll consider your words more seriously, especially since I can't remember the last time I went on holiday or something. All right, nice talking to you, Grim, but I gotta get back to work. Of course, I understand. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. I just realized that Haley is probably at her favorite place right now. I should head over and talk to her. Oh, Haley, my brooding, sweet Haley. I wonder what's occupying her beautiful head. Hello, beautiful. Grim, it's good we ran into each other. Want some coffee? No, thank you. It's a bit too hot for coffee. Of course, I'm mainly hot since I'm standing next to such a beautiful girl. So what are you doing here? I just have so many thoughts in my head. And what are you thinking about? I'm looking back on my life and friendship. I don't know. I've been thinking about my past friendships. And you know what? Every friendship I had before the academy ended so bad. Why does it always hurt so much? I'm convinced losing a friend hurts even more than actual breakups. What, you really think so? Oh yeah, everyone only talks about actual breakups with a partner. Nobody really talks about how much a friendship breakup can be the worst kind of heartbreak. Maybe you're right, I never thought of that before. Losing a friend is one of the worst things because of how much you trust them. So did you have some kind of negative toxic friendship experience? Not just one. For example, I had a school friend named Lana. You know, we were so close. Or I guess, she never really felt like we were friends when I thought we were really close. Shit, that's so sad. It's fine. Now it's just a thing of the past. What was the problem? I realized a little too late that she was so disrespectful towards me. Lana was fine by herself, but she was a different person with a group. She would belittle everything I did and later apologize for her actions. Oh, another girl, for example. Her name was Sarah. One day she approached me in middle school, so we became best friends and spent every day together. We were so close to graduating, getting ready to enter high school. And on the last week of middle school, she ignored me, never spoke to me again. Later on, I found out it was because she wanted to go into high school with someone cool. Apparently, I wasn't. I'm so sorry you had to go through all that, Haley. God, seriously, you're the kindest person I know. And you deserve only the best people around you. I'm surrounded by the best people in the world now, Grim. You, Lily, Samantha. Thanks to you, I know more about friendship. And I've learned what it's like to be respected, valued, and loved. I'll always be grateful for that, Grim. Truly. Listen, those teenage friends of yours. This might sound crazy. Maybe your experiences weren't all bad. Instead, maybe it's a good thing that you learned how to set personal boundaries and how to respect them, Plus, you became more careful in choosing friends. I love how you always took on the bright side, Grim. Or you look on the bright side, Grim. You can always see the good and bad things. It's a great attitude. Thank you, really. I never tell these stories because I'm a little embarrassed that I've had this problem. I feel so relieved now. Oh, come on, I didn't even do anything. Still, it always feels great to open up to someone to get things off your chest. Oh, Grim. I forgot about my massage appointment, and the session starts in half an hour. Are you kidding me? Sorry, Grim, but I have to run. Where can I spend the rest of my evening? Maybe I'll go to the club. Vanessa might be free for a minute. Could chat for a bit. I can't stop thinking about the whole thing with her and Angus. Sure, Haley. Bye-bye. See ya. I'm always happy to see Adele. If I didn't know her personally, I'd never believe anyone was born so beautiful. Oh, Grim. Hello. Welcome to my club, honey. Hey, Adele. You're beautiful as always. Would you like to dance? I'd love to, but I got a lot on my plate. Maybe Vanessa could keep you company. That's a great idea. I've been meaning to talk to her. I'll see you later. Hey, Vanessa. What do you recommend for a drink today? Anything interesting on the menu? Do I look like an advisor? Order something or get out. You're not happy with me, are you? Is that about our last conversation? I'm not going to talk to you about this, okay? What kind of childish behavior is that? Okay, I'm sorry I made fun of you. Get out, now. I didn't have to do that, really. It was really rude. And I'm sorry about that. Well, what do you want me to do? Just talk to me, that's all. Let's go outside for 5 minutes. It's too noisy here. Actually, I'm working. In case you haven't noticed. 5 minutes, no more, I promise. Fuck it, sure. But only 5 minutes. Come on, you wanted to talk. Let's go, I'm waiting. Okay, I've already apologized for my behavior. Look, Vanessa, I saw a picture. A picture in your book. That guy. He's your lover, right? Is that Angus? Well, we look like two drops of water right next to each other. It's unbelievable. Okay, keep my personal belongings out of your grubby mitts. You can't just root around people's stuff like it's no big deal. Come on, Vanessa, just tell me everything. Is that too much to ask? What do you want me to say? Angus was my first love. We met back in 1881 at the New Year's Ball. We had a very passionate affair. Too bad it was short. It was perfect at first, but then he cheated on me. I wanted to talk to him, but he didn't want to see me. Then he threatened to tell everyone I was a vampire. I couldn't let that happen, just like my broken heart. Couldn't let him live and be happy. I had to get rid of him. It was hard, but I just had no other choice. So are you happy? What else did you want to hear? The first time I saw you at the bar, I was so confused. I thought I was hallucinating. It's so weird that you two look so much alike. It's like fate is mocking me. Come on, baby, come here. It's okay, I know it's not easy for you. I've been subject to awful betrayal, too. At school, I was a promising athlete, and I was always surrounded by girls. But I picked one girl and fell in love with her. I believed that we were real. However, when I was injured and my sports career was over, she immediately left me and hooked up with another guy. But unlike someone, I didn't get rid of her. Do you think I should have done that, Ha ha ha, you're such a dummy. I'm talking about serious things and you. Nothing cuts the tension like a good joke, right? Anyway, since then I've been having a hard time trusting people too. But is that any reason to refuse to chat with sexy vampires? Fair enough, huh? I don't know, Grim. The very fact that I can't forget Angus scares me a lot. You definitely don't have the best impression of him after the story I just told you. But he wasn't always like that, really. When we first met, he was so loving and so caring. But then things changed dramatically. I still wonder what the reason was. But the past is the past and should remain the past, right? It's just that I should have told you this whole story. Thanks, I really appreciate this. Alright, we'll see how it goes. So now that all this is behind us, let's talk. How are you? Have things gotten a bit easier at work? Oh, thank goodness, Adele found a second bartender, so I'm back to my usual rhythm. I don't know who to thank for that, Destiny, Adele, or you, but... Wait, me? For what? Huh? You're the one who talked to Adele. I don't know what you said to her, but it seems that after your conversation, she started to take my hard work a little more seriously. She began looking for a new bartender more actively. Anyway, whatever it was, the main thing is that everything is good again. Me too. Listen, Vanessa, are you busy right now? No, not really. Luckily, the new bartender is doing practical training, so I can relax a bit. She's studying the range of products in stock right now. But I think it's okay if I ask her to stand at the bar for a little while. It's her job, too. It's a pity, however, that she only works weekdays. And why are you even asking? I want to suggest we take a little walk. How about some fresh air? See that beautiful full moon outside? How can we miss that? You don't want to keep me company? That doesn't sound too bad. Can you give me 15 minutes to get some stuff done? The sky is really amazing tonight. And the moon, in all these hundreds of years, I've never seen it so big. Yeah, I'm just shocked as you are. When I first saw it, I knew I had to share it with someone else. What an incredibly beautiful bar... With an incredibly beautiful bartender, for example. By the way, does the moon affect vampires somehow, or... I think I read something about it, but I don't remember what. Come on, we're not werewolves, we're vampires. But I have to admit, the moon has a certain influence on vampires, too. But it's only a small thing. I don't think you'd be interested in going into that. I'm interested in everything about you, Vanessa. Even the little things, those that may not seem important to you. Oh, we're so close. And her lips are so close to mine. Oh, Grim. Oh, yes, yes. I guess I'm a really good kisser. If she takes such pleasure in just one kiss from me. It's so exciting. I don't think I can stop. I have something to tell you, Grim. And what is that? Like I said, the moon does influence vampires. The full moon makes vampires sexually insane. I'm sorry, but I'm too horny right now. And what naughty hands you have. Set your inner breast beast, not breast, inner beast free, dear. Let's just indulge in our desires. How wonderful that my wishes match yours. I want you right here and right now. Really? What a view. Unbelievable. She's so sexy on her knees. I'm dying to know what your dick tastes like. So what are you waiting for? You want it? You get it. What a big toy. No, that's not gonna work. Is there something wrong? Everything's just fine. It's only... I really want to feel your dick inside me. I'm too excited to wait another minute. I want you to take me right on this bench. You don't have to ask me twice, baby. I can barely contain myself. You're soaking wet. I never imagined it could be so wet. She seems horny. Seems so horny, rather. I can't wait to get inside her. Oh, yeah. Your cock's so satisfying. Just perfect. Oh, it's like her ass is literally begging for it. Wow. Just wow. Well, this became a not safe for work video. Oh, yeah. Well, you want the multiple angles, so we'll give you the multiple camera angles. There's not that many, though. But you like it, right? Oh, yes. That's exactly what I wanted. A really good fuck. In that case, you came to the right place. Oh, my God. That feels great. More, more, more. You're so impatient, dear. Harder, harder. Yes, oh God, yes. It seems that she likes it rough. Well, her wish is my command. Yes, oh God, yes, yes, fuck me like a whore. Oh my God. I'm in desperate love with your dick. Listen, and how about changing this position? I just really want to jump on you a little bit. Is it even possible to say no to her? Come here, my love. Oh, and what a beautiful body she has. It drives me absolutely crazy. Oh, I'm already missing your dick. I'm really sorry to make you wait. Has anyone ever told you how great your ass is? Do you really think that? I can't imagine anything more amazing than your hips. God, yes. I'm all yours, whatever the fuck you want me to do. Your fucking dick feels fucking amazing. Fuck, oh Jesus. Yeah, ride that cock. She's working her cunt magnificently. Oh yeah, fuck my slutty little hole. It feels like my whole body's electrified. I haven't been fucked like that in forever. I'm really glad that you like it, Hee-hee. Hey, can I ask you something? Of course. The thing is, I come harder if I drink my partner's blood during sex. Let's call it my little fetish. But it changes. It changes literally everything. So you want to bite me? Yeah, that's exactly what I want. But I'll be very careful, I promise. Especially since it's not dangerous at all. So what do you say? Okay, I don't know if we want to do the bite route because that might make him a vampire. So we're going to refuse the bite. I'm sorry, Vanessa, but I'm afraid that's a bit too much. I'm not sure I'll like it. I'm sorry. You don't know what you're giving up. Still, it feels fucking great, even without that. Harder. Harder. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going crazy. It feels so good. Oh, Vanessa, I feel the same. Oh, you're doing great, baby. Keep up the good work. Oh, yeah. Whoa, she's soaking wet. I can feel her juices on my hips. All right, couple more camera angles, guys, on that one. Ah, oh, fuck. I'm so close, Grim. So close. Oh, ah, her whole body's trembling. I could enjoy this forever. Oh, yeah. I think I'm ready to come. I can't hold back any longer either. I really want to come on your chest. Oh no, boy. She won't let me move. I can't even get my dick out. I want you to come inside, okay? I already missed my chance once, and I won't let that happen again. Fuck it, if that's what she wants. I can't hold back any longer anyway. Fuck! Yeah, yes, ah! God, I'm going to die of happiness. I'm spinning around from so many emotions. Oh, you're so fucking good, Vanessa. You know, I gotta tell you, you're so much better at sex than Angus. If my memory serves me correctly, his dick was definitely smaller. And you kiss better. Wow, that's good to hear. Just don't get too cocky about it, okay? Don't worry, it's not my thing. I'll take your word for it. Wait, are you leaving already? Yes, I still have some stuff to do at the bar. I can't just leave for the new barmaid. I can't leave the new barmaid to her own devices. That'd be cruel. Anyway, I don't know about you, but I had a really great time tonight. I haven't felt this kind of chemistry with anyone in a long time. It's mutual, baby. I hope this isn't our last time. Sure. Good evening, Vanessa. Night-night. What a beautiful night. I feel so alive. Alive! However, I'm starting to catch myself thinking about my own warm bed. I guess going to bed is just the best decision I can make right now. Is that the phone? It must be the Fangs. It's time to meet them. The main thing is to take it easy and explain everything. I feel like I already have the seal. Hello. Go to our rendezvous. You only have a couple of minutes. Otherwise, it's all off. Shit, I only have a few minutes. No time for me to come to my senses, even. Nothing I can do about that. Mina looks so cute on the night shift. Maybe I should have a little fun with her. Nope, definitely don't have the time for that right now. Now, what was it? We'll meet back where I last was. By the brick wall outside Gordon's store. I hope I got this right. I certainly don't want to die that way. I hope this Adaran Alumni Society isn't like that. And if they don't believe me, I hope they'll just tell me off and let me go. No, no, they have to believe me. Where are they? I don't see anyone. What the? Where's that light coming from? It's like it's everywhere. You made it. Huh? Shh, shh. And why is it so bright here? It's in the middle of the night. Who are you? So many questions. Quite amusing. This is my pocket dimension. Makes it harder to trace me. You may call me Lara. Lara? Why does she look so familiar? Do I know her? Right, I've answered your pesky question, so now it's my turn. Who told you about the Adder's Fangs? Arthur, the headmaster of the Cordale Academy, told me about you. Hardly surprising, that old man has never respected our customs. When you say Katrina's soul is alive and in danger, what do you mean? The souls of Katrina and the other founders are bound to the Academy. They are imprisoned in a book. But not very long ago, a dangerous creature called the Overlord visited from another world and tried to capture them. Without Katrina's seal, I cannot free her from its tentacles. The Overlord, you say? What is this nonsense? It's the truth. Prove it then. Blood never lies. Show me the truth in your blood. That's what it takes to convince you? Fine. I'd do anything to save Katrina. She may not be the head of my house, but I made her a promise. In fact, I promised them all. And I'll do whatever it takes. Ah! It feels like you're burning, doesn't it? Poison-coated steel burns through the lies and innuendo. Poison? Don't worry, this tiny amount won't affect you. It's a ritual. I'll know how pure your intentions are by your blood. Interesting magic. I've never heard of it before. You're a quick healer. Thank you. I have a good teacher. I don't need you for a bit now. When the ritual is complete, it will show me if you're telling the truth. I'll be in touch. What do I do until then? You see that door? That will take you back to where you came from. Now stop distracting me with your pretty face. Get out of here. Thanks for giving me a chance. I'll be waiting for your answer. Damn, it was morning when I went there. Strange how the passage of time differs between worlds. Now I must wait in this world for Lara to contact me. Okay, guys, so that's it for this episode of Lust Academy, and we'll see you back here with another episode. I don't know what all the dog was barking about. Probably somebody knocked at the door. But, yeah, we did the whole thing right through it. So, just kind of try to ignore it. The dog rarely barks, and we're doing this in the morning, so, you know, things do happen. Well, the afternoon. It's actually about 6 o'clock p.m., if you can believe it. But, all right, guys. We'll see you next time, and I am out of here. Remember, the game has been amended, so if you're on the last chapter of Lust Academy and you're kind of not liking how it ended, you can play the new version, and a bunch of stuff has been added to the Steam version only right now. So, all right, we'll see you next time.